Aurelia said, stop living your life like you have 1,000 years to live. In life, you're either here today and you're gone today. Overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time, even when you don't want it to be there. You can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. You've got to stand up inside yourself sometimes and say, shut up.
We all go through difficult things, horrible things, heartbreaking things, the kinds of things that we wouldn't wish on somebody else. But the job that we all have is in the face of that. We have to construct a narrative about it that moves us forward. That you should do and believe that which moves you towards your goals. And I see people every day that tell themselves a story about themselves that they are worthless, that they're meaningless, that they're pointless, that their friends and family would be better off if they just died. So we have to find a way to construct a narrative about ourselves that empowers us, that lifts us up, even though we make mistakes, even though we fall down, even though we're never going to get things right all the time, and even though terrible things happen to us.
You'll get scared sometimes. Your mind will go blank on you. Some people you will allow to unnerve you, and you wonder, what's wrong with me? I'm not crazy. That's why you've got to learn to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to stand up inside yourself. Working on yourself, watching that inner dialogue, it will determine the quality of your life.
Negative is normal. Boy, that was helpful for me. No, it wasn't weird to be negative. Negative is normal. Normal meaning it's a part of the human experience. And it's a part of all of our experience. All of us have this same experience, the negative side of life. So negative is normal. Now, negative is not successful, but it is normal, meaning it's a part of the life experience. Negative is not to be ignored. As soon as you've planted the garden, the busy bugs and the noxious weeds are out to take it all. We have two things going for us in our human experience. Here's one, opportunity, and here's number two, the threat to the opportunity. So we deal with both of these twin scenarios in life, opportunity and the threat. Now, the threat to opportunity we call the negative side of life. Negative is to be mastered or conquered. That's part of the life experience. Now, this twin scenario of the life experience is unique. Negative, positive. In fact, we could probably get into quite a philosophical discussion if we wanted to. Would there be positive without negative? Here's the best I've been able to come up with. It doesn't seem like it. Would there be light without darkness? It doesn't seem like it. One suggests the other. Would there be success without failure? Well, I don't think so. You wouldn't call it success. You'd have to call it something else. It's the twin scenario that makes life interesting, fascinating, wondrous in its possibility, but also dangerous in part of the content. So this is the best I've been able to come up with. Negative is normal. It's not to be ignored, but it is to be conquered and mastered. But it is part of the experience. Don't deny yourself the opportunity to drink from both cups, negative, positive. That's the life experience.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day.
The letting go, the most important step in letting go of feelings, is to cut the link between your thinking and what you're feeling. How do you do that? You do it by being aware of your thinking and realizing that that thinking is pain.
You can protect yourself from negativity. And that's what stops most people, negative thoughts. You can coat your mind from negativity. The way you can put a coating around your mind is with one simple thing, gratitude. Gratitude erases negativity. If you wake up in the morning and you start having negative thoughts, man, this ain't my day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm tripping, I just don't feel myself. Every time you feel, in the middle of the day, if you feel yourself doing that, stop, just stop for a second. And start going over in your mind everything you have to be grateful for. Not everything you want, everything you already have. Because what you have is substantial. You just haven't gone over the list and taken inventory in a long time. But the fact that you can walk, that's a blessing. The fact that you woke up, that's another blessing. The fact that you can see, think, reason, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go somewhere and get yourself something to eat, that's another blessing. The fact that you can go and turn the key and call someplace home, that's another blessing. The ability to dream is a blessing. The fact that you have an opportunity to get it right is another blessing. The fact that you're beautiful, that's another blessing. The fact that you have any measure of health, that's another blessing. And I'm just talking to you, I don't even know you. I could give you 50 things you ought to be grateful for right now. I don't even know you. Start coating your mind with gratitude. It'll change everything for you.